It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, even though we talk about our identities more than ever, that doesn't mean people will vote along identity lines. Women voters aren't automatically voting for Hillary Clinton, and Latino voters aren't necessarily voting for Ted Cruz. We'll find out about the decline of identity politics. But first, we turn to Milwaukee County. A report released today shows new information about the death toll from opioids, broken down by gender, race, and age. And the findings are slated to be used to inform new public policy in the Milwaukee area. Here to tell us more about that report is Alderman Michael Murphy, whose office released the report. He represents Milwaukee's 10th District and is president of the city's Common Council. Alderman Murphy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, what kind of data were you looking for when you began this new report?
Well, we wanted to look at the unfortunate opiate and heroin overdeaths since 2012 in the Milwaukee County area. Felt very strongly in 2014, after I put together a summit in southeastern Wisconsin of all the counties in the area, that we need to look at different strategies, and I'm a big believer in making sure we make thoughtful, informed decisions based on the analysis. So I met with the medical examiner in Milwaukee County, and he was very kind, Brian Peterson, to share with me this data. Since 2012 to 2016, 888 people have lost their lives to heroin or opiate overdose deaths. And most people would be surprised, I think, that the fact that the average age is a 43-year-old, and generally it's a white Caucasian male. 60% of the people who are passing away are male, and nearly 70% are white. And it shows the distribution, unfortunately, is across all all areas within the county.
So there were some surprises in there, beginning with the age. Now we have, I think, this image in our minds of people affected by heroin and opioids being young people, maybe in their 20s, but you're talking about an average death in the 40s.
It's true, and I think it says a lot why I want to look at the data. When we decide as public policymakers to make decisions about prevention and what our targeted audience is, I think naturally I think we're all very concerned about our children and what's going on. But at the same time, when we craft those messages together, we should recognize that the spatial relationship and also the age distribution, the audience that you're looking at may not be what you think it is. So, young people certainly are overdosing, and we need to focus on that. But nearly 50% of overdoses in Milwaukee County are occurring between the ages of 30 and 59.
So you've got this older age group, and it sounds as though when you break it down by race, it looks as though among African Americans, the age is even higher.
It is. For African-American black overdose victims, skew a bit higher. 38% of overdoses are occurring between ages of 50 to 59. And it shows, I think, culturally, and this is maybe based on just some assumptions I'm making at this time, that there was, such a terrible epidemic of the heroin in the 60s and 70s in the African-American community. It just has not gotten its roots back in. It's not to say that, unfortunately, that won't change in the future, but I think we want to recognize that it's a big distinction.
And more men than women were dying of this. Did that surprise you?
No. Surprisingly, I met with a lot of families, and most of them I meet with, generally I hear from either mothers or family members who have lost brothers or sons. At the same time, when you look at the statistics for women, if you dive a little bit more deeper into it, you see oxycodone is a higher rate of the overdose deaths. So, what we hear nationally and in many ways locally it mirrors that is that people generally get hooked on heroin as a result of being introduced to opiates through perhaps prescriptions, legal prescriptions like oxycodone, and then with the greater regulation on pill doctors and the medical establishment, people don't have easy access to that and then move to heroin, which right now is cheaper than oxycodone on the streets of Milwaukee.
And your office, as you mentioned, you looked at the toxicology report. Could you tell us a little bit about what opiates in particular were affecting the most people?
Well, obviously oxycodone, but hydrocodone. And surprisingly also what we found in the data is showing anti-anxiety medication is being found much more in the last several years in the toxicology reports with people who have overdosed. So that's a very telling thing, and I've met with Dr. Hargarten from the medical college, who we're going to partner with them on looking at this data in more detail and trying to come up with prevention strategies. Is why is that the case, or why are we seeing more anti-anxiety and medication found in toxicology reports? I think it's a critical question. We need to inform medical professionals about what's going on.
So you're saying anti-anxiety medication is being found in the system of some of these people. So you're not saying that contributed to the death, but maybe these people are experiencing anxiety, is that?
No, I think it's contributing to the death. A lot of this anti-anxiety medication is a respiratory decreases your respiratory system, and obviously narcotics do the same. So combined with the two of them is a deadly cocktail.
And you're seeing something new as well, something that's often used in surgery to knock people out for surgery.
Yeah, this is a very, very disturbing trend. Fentanyl is a drug in which generally it's used in, by anesthesiologists. And unfortunately, for a time period, we only saw a very small percentage of people who were dying of that in 2012 through the 16 in their system. But we've seen a huge increase just in the last 3 months with overdose deaths. And just give you a perspective, fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than morphine. So, and it's 50 times more powerful than heroin. So as the medical examiner, Brian Peterson, told me, your life depends sometimes on whether the dealer who's mixing fentanyl with heroin on a kitchen table in a bowl, if he moves that spoon to the left or the right too much. It's that deadly.
We're talking right now with Michael Murphy, alderman of Milwaukee's 10th District and president of the city's Common Council, talking about a new report released by his office on opioid deaths in Milwaukee County. And the CDC recently announced an effort to rein in some prescription opiates for treating chronic pain. And Milwaukee was also chosen to be part of a $2 million strategy led by the USDA to deal with the opioid problem. How do you think all of that might fit into what you're working on in your office?
Well, I work with Bob Bell from the local DEA office, and they'll be doing a media campaign starting very soon. Running it on a number of TV stations, radio stations. And I think, you've got to look at this from a multidisciplinary aspect. Law enforcement is critical, interdiction, but prevention is a key issue, and then treatment. And so if you try and just arrest your way out of this problem, you'll never get there. We need to recognize that a lot of the crime being generated in the city of Milwaukee, unfortunately, is due to drug transactions. And if you look at the distribution of the people who are purchasing and buying drugs, it's throughout the whole community, and I think people forget that. But working with the DEA, they recognize the importance. We're one of four cities in the country that get a 360 strategy that they're, we're really, really pilot as a country at doing that. And I'm hopeful that, with this grant that I'm working on with the medical college, that we'll also be a recipient of federal money that deals with President Obama put in his budget to deal with prevention also. People don't understand in the context, more people are dying of drug overdoses than certainly violent crime and certainly even automobile accidents. And since 2005, we've nearly seen a 500% increase.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, because I know you've said that you've crunched the numbers, you've looked at all this data, and you concluded that the opioid epidemic affects everybody, that nobody's isolated. What do you want people to know about why they should be invested in turning this around, even if they don't seem to be affected at the moment?
It affects people in the workplace in ways they don't even understand in some context when you talk about productivity. If a mother or father has a child who's an addict, there is a reason why they're missing work all the time, or maybe they'll be out of work permanently. When you have all these lives that are really lost, it has a dramatic impact on the economics of your community, let alone the cost of enforcement, treatment, prevention. Everyone has a vested interest in this, in reducing these numbers and finding better solutions. And I'm committed to working toward that with my across party lines. The one positive thing we saw, Veronica, is in 2014 and 15, we did see a bit of a plateau in the heroin overdoses in Milwaukee County. So perhaps the legislation passed last year is having some impact in our community. And I think probably why I want to have a little more research on that is the impact of Narcan and whether Narcan is having an impact in terms of preventing a lot of deaths. But we want to know, is this just, holding off to the eventual overdose, But I think those are some of the things this research, I think, hopefully will kind of create different strategies to try and fight this epidemic.
Alderman Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Milwaukee Alderman Michael Murphy, whose office released a new report on opioid deaths in Milwaukee County.